because farmers are spending millions every year ensuring that our animal, from the minute the animal is inseminated and the calf is born, it's fully traceable until it goes in the door of the factory. And it's utterly frustrating, and this is what I'm getting on the phone yesterday evening and today, that we as farmers are spending millions, and yet the whole thing breaks down when it's handed over to the department and to the processors. You know, this has to be, the book has to fall now with the department of how this product was imported in. It seems that it's been traced back to imported product. How, first of all, that there is a need to import this product into this country when this country is full of prime beef.
One of the big positives of late has been Irish exports in this area. It would seem unfortunate that the message can get out across the world that Irish beef is contaminated with horse meat when it seems to have nothing to do with farmers.
Exactly, Greg. The light at the end of the tunnel as regards the future of Ireland is the whole agri-sector and that. And the beef, our beef exports are soaring throughout the world. And we can't understand as farmers why, first of all, there's a need to import this product. And secondly, if that need is there for some unknown reason, why that product isn't monitored when it comes into the country. We are taking poor prices for our product this spring with rising costs. And yet, factories can seem to import this product willy-nilly without any control on it. And it's going to... If this scandal breaks further, it's going to destroy the image of Irish beef, which we as farmers are working very hard over the last 30 years to improve.